This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, March 3rd. God's word for you today is Significant Turn. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 126, verse 4, which says, "Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south." Different events trigger turning points. In the life of a prophet called Isaiah, God had to take away King Uzziah for Isaiah to experience his turning point and for Isaiah to see properly. Please read Isaiah 1, verse 6 to 8. King Uzziah in our time is not necessarily a person. It could be a concept, an idea, a goal, or perhaps something you are pursuing that heaven has not set you to pursue. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God will be merciful to you and take Uzziah away. Say amen. Psalm 126 verse 1 to 3 says, "When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. When your turnaround comes, which is right now, it will be sudden, it will be total, it will be complete. You will have to pinch yourself because you will be like them that dream. And it will be a good dream because your mouth will be filled with laughter and your tongue will be filled with singing. It will be so big that your neighbors will notice, the nations will notice and say, see what God has done for him or her." In the name of Jesus, your turning point will not be such that even your neighbors will not notice. Your turning point will be so significant that the nations will say, "This girl or this boy must be serving God." And so shall it be for you in the name of Jesus. Someone that abused me years ago came with his wife to the office and prostrated before me. He said, "I am sorry. God is with you. Can you pray for us?" Only God can do that. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, everyone that has despised you will come back and say, "God is with you. We want to be your friend." Not because of your intelligence, not because of your manipulation, but because of your God, the God of the turning point. We are going to go through 12 turning points from Scripture over the next few days. Pay close attention because it is going to gush at you as though you were drinking from a water hydrant. Expect a turnaround from darkness to light. Genesis 1 verse 1 to 3 is a classic example of darkness to light. Genesis 1 verse 2 to 3, "And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light." At that point was a turning point for the whole of creation. And there was light. The light that needs to happen for the turning point of your destiny, the same way God decreed it in the beginning, we decree it in the name of Jesus. Let there be light. Secondly, expect a turning point by the grace of God from the prison to the palace. Please read the story of Joseph in Genesis 39 to 45. It is filled with turning points for Joseph. Let us pray. Father, I ask that everything that represents King Uzziah in my life be removed so that I will begin to see as I ought to see and experience positive turning points. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.